Hey, grown-ups, guess what? The Story Pirates just announced brand new dates for the Amazing Adventure Tour. Come see us perform songs like Cats Sit on You and Fart Out Loud Day and improv comedy based on your kids' ideas. You can find tickets at storypirates.com/live. The Amazing Adventure Tour is headed to these cities in May: Iowa City, Iowa, St. Paul, Minnesota, Akron, Ohio, Plainfield, Indiana, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, Skokie, Illinois, Madison, Wisconsin, and Joliet, Illinois. We would love to see you there. That ticket link again is storypirates.com/live. And grown-ups, did you know that you can share more episodes of the Story Pirates podcast with your kids without even leaving your podcast app? All of our bonus episodes with more coming every month are now available on Story Pirates Podcast Plus. And you can subscribe right in Apple Podcasts. Plus, you'll get our Just Songs and Just Stories feeds, so no more scrolling through episodes to find your kids' favorites. Want even more perks? Story Pirates Podcast Plus is also available in Creator Club, where you can get insider access and pre-sale opportunities to upcoming tours, or with a premium membership, a free shirt, and access to our brand new Create a Story events, where your kids help Lee and Peter build a story that will make it onto the podcast. Learn more at storypirates.com/podcast. Hey, grown-ups, if you're a fan of comedy, there's a brand new podcast from our friend Justin Bartha that I wanted to tell you about. You may remember Justin from episode 7 this season. He's the treasure hunter at the Met and, as you heard, a seriously funny actor. Justin's show is called King of the Egg Cream, and in addition to Justin, it has just the most incredible cast. Again, this show's just for grown-ups and probably older kids. Grown-ups, you can take a listen yourself and see what you think. But if you're a fan of hilarious stuff and well-told stories, you will probably like King of the Egg Cream. Here's a taste.
Ah, wow. This egg cream is delicious. I wish the chocolate syrup inside wasn't so expensive. If you'd like to save some shekels and have some fun at the same time, make sure you tune into King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, back to the show.
The opposite of love is also love.
You're not welcome back to the Story Pirates podcast, and I'm Peter.
And I'm Lee.
Wait a second.
Wait.
I'm Lee.
Everything you just said is the opposite of what's true.
That's because today's story is all about opposites.
Oh, I hate it.
I also hate it. Just, if you don't know the Story Pirates, what we really do, and I'm not saying the opposite right now, is that we take stories written by kids and we adapt them into awesome radio plays on Sirius XM Radio.
You mean we don't take movies dreamed of by adults and turn them back into their original, opposite brain just exploded.
That's exactly wrong, Peter.
Can we go back to not opposites?
Sure.
Great. Right.
Speaking the truth.
Yes.
We take stories written by kids, and we're going back into the archives to play you some of our favorites from days of yore. Today's story is no different. Peter, what are we doing?
Today, Lee, we are doing a story written by a then kindergartner named Gabriel Fassler. And he's from Brooklyn, New York, and his story is called Field Trip at Opposite Land.
So before we hear the Story Pirates adaptation of Gabriel's story, how about we read the original story Gabriel sent in to us?
That's great. Take it away.
Here it is. So one day, Sam, who was a kid, went to Opposite Land. Actually, his mom and dad sent him to Opposite Land because that's where all the opposites were and his class was going on a field trip. So his mom and dad told him to go since they thought he'd like it. Sam arrived and met a person, and when he first met the person said, "Goodbye!" The person he met was the king of Opposite Land named King Oppie, and there was also a queen named Allie. King Oppie and Queen Allie invited the class to their castle by saying, "Do not come in. Let's don't have lunch." But the teachers and kids went because they understood what was happening. They all had lunch. For dessert, there were a lot of chocolates in the castle kitchen, but when Sam and his friends ate them, they tasted like vanilla.
When Sam tasted the chocolates, he said to his teacher, Miss Moo, "This is crazy, but at least I got something sweet." Then Miss Moo said, "Come on, class, it's time to stay." But Sam understood what she really meant. So he walked back to the bus with his friends. So then the field trip was over, and Sam told the king and queen that he was going to miss Opposite Land. Sam said, "I won't miss this place at all." When Sam got home, he told his mom and dad, "I learned a lot on my field trip to Opposite Land," and he meant it. The end.
That is a great story.
Great job, Gabriel. And now it's time to hear the Story Pirates adaptation of Gabriel's story. So here it is by Gabriel Fassler, Field Trip at Opposite Land.
Sam, let's go.
I'm coming, Mom.
You're gonna be late.
Oh no, I'm gonna be late. I'm so upset.
You don't mean that, son. Your mother and I both know you're being sarcastic.
Here's some toast. You need to move, mister. The bus is almost here.
Oh great, dry toast, my favorite.
Oh, dry toast is your favorite? I never knew that about— Hey, stop saying the opposite of what you mean.
We don't have time for jelly, just eat it.
Oh fine, I'll see you after school.
Oh, that's right, I forgot to mention, the bus isn't taking you to school today.
What, it's not?
No, your class is going on a field trip to Opposite Land.
Opposite Land is where all the opposites go. Everything there is opposite.
We think you'll like it there.
Well, that's great. Did you guys sign a permission slip?
No, we did not.
Well, then I guess I can't go.
Actually, because it's Opposite Land, we don't need permission slips, so you're going!
But I don't want
to
go!
Oh, I'm glad you're excited, Sam. Way to get into the spirit. Well, better get going. The bus is here.
All right, fine. Goodbye, Mom and Dad.
Good morning, Sam.
Hi, Miss Moo.
Okay, class, grab your seats. I want to remind everyone that while we're excited about our field trip, we need to remember to be respectful of other cultures. Even if it seems strange, let's do what they do.
Next stop, Opposite Land, followed by Syracuse.
Okay, now everyone off.
Huh, so this is Opposite Land. It seems pretty normal.
Oh, look, kids. Here come the rulers of Opposite Land.
Goodbye, children. I am not King Opie, and this is not my wife, Queen Allie.
Goodbye.
We're both very sorry you ever came here.
What? Please, continue doing whatever it is you're doing. You're so ugly, and I hope you feel sick.
Well, that is some way to treat a group of visiting students. Come on, kids, back on the bus.
No, 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 wait. This is Opposite Land. Whatever they say, I think they mean the opposite.
Oh. Don't come into our home. Take whatever you like.
Come on, kids. I think they want us to come inside and don't touch anything.
Whoa. This is the most beautiful palace I've ever seen.
Sam, manners!
Oh, I mean, your home is gross. I'm disgusted to be here.
Oh, no thank you. Please go away.
Let's don't have lunch. Don't ask us for anything. I hope you starve.
Look, here comes the skinniest chef I've ever seen.
Goodbye. I don't cook anything. To finish off the meal, we won't have chocolate cake.
This is the best... Worst food I've ever had.
I'm seeing chocolate, but I'm tasting vanilla. I finally understand my dad's love for Crystal Pepsi.
Ah, don't look. Our daughter the princess isn't here.
Greetings, friends. On behalf of everyone in Opposite Land, we'd like to thank you for coming today. We don't get many visitors because of our strange ways, and your attendance gives our little nation hope. May you all be blessed with peace and love.
Princess.
How delightful. Stay here and entertain us.
I love you. I love you.
Thank you for joining us.
I'll be down later to do my chores.
I'll do them for you.
Thank you.
No, thank you.
Well, that was nice. Come on, class. We're staying.
Oh, come on. We just left.
Sam, I care what you have to say. I really do.
You've been here forever. Hello, you ugly trolls.
King, queen, I will not miss this place at all.
We won't miss you either.
I don't wish our lovely daughter was like you.
Ah, your bus is not here. Travel dangerously.
Come on, kids. Get off the bus.
Whoa. That place was intense.
So, did you kids enjoy your trip to Opposite Land?
Yeah, it was really interesting. Ah, you're the best teacher. Thanks for taking us.
Sam, if you can't say anything nice, just don't say anything.
No, I was trying to be nice. I was trying to give you a
call. Begin.
And now Lee speaks with the author himself, Gabriel Fassler.
Hi.
Hey, Gabriel.
Hi.
How you doing today?
Good.
Are you at school right now?
Yeah?
You're in your first grade classroom?
I'm in my teacher Shannon's classroom right now.
Oh.
It's a little office.
It's her little office next to your classroom?
Yeah.
Cool. And what grade are you in?
First.
And what school do you go to?
Abraham Joshua Heschel School.
Whoa, that's a lot of names.
I know. It's named after a Jewish person.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
That's awesome. How do you like that school?
It's an amazing school, actually.
Really? What's amazing about it?
The teachers are very good and nice there.
What's your favorite thing that you do at school?
Art.
Art. And what kind of art do you do?
All kinds of different art. Paint, color, glue paper.
So what's your favorite piece of art that you've ever made?
A stencil art.
A stencil art?
It's when you use stencils to, like, make shapes whenever you want, wherever you want over a big paper. It's very fun.
Oh, man, that sounds so cool. And then do you color it afterwards?
Yeah.
Man, that is so cool.
I know.
Hey, remember when the Story Pirates performed your story Field Trip at Opposite Land?
Yeah.
That story is so funny. I just listened to it all over again, and I was laughing my head off. How did you get the idea for your story?
It came up in my brain.
And you just wrote it down?
Yeah. My mom typed it on the computer.
Oh, that's great. That sounds like a nice mom.
He is.
In your story, they go on a field trip to Opposite Land, right?
Yeah.
Have you ever been on a field trip?
Not in first grade. I just went on a walking field trip that was like 3 blocks away. It was actually 2 blocks away.
What's a walking field trip like?
So we walked to a nursery school. We gave them presents for Christmas because it was Hanukkah for us and we were having a toy drive at the school.
That is so nice that you walked all the way over there to give them presents.
Yeah.
Do you like field trips?
I love field trips, but I've only gotten one field tripping in first grade, and I went on, I think, 5 in kindergarten.
Wow, and what was the best place you went on field trips in kindergarten?
Probably the one to the botanical gardens.
Oh, I love the botanical gardens.
And in camp, I went to somewhere like Chuck E. Cheese that had games, except it had more lights, and it was a little smaller than Chuck E. Cheese.
That's exciting.
It was very exciting. But the bus drive was 1.5 hours.
Whoa! All the way to that smaller and with more lights Chuck E. Cheese was 1.5 hours?
Yeah.
Do you think that smaller with more lights Chuck E. Cheese is a good name for a place?
No.
I don't think so either. So do you write stories a lot?
I actually love stories. My grandpa tells stories to us all the time.
Really?
Yeah, he makes up a lot of stories, especially Moshe Kana Keklin stories.
What is that?
It's a boy. It's a boy that my grandpa made up.
Well, now I can see where you got your imagination from.
Yeah, and I made another story last night.
Oh, yeah? What was it?
The Unexpected Playdate, I named it.
Oh, that's a great name. What's it about?
It's about when some of the kids from my class were not expecting to see me at the park.
That's cool. You have a little brother, right?
Yeah, his name's Ezra.
And does he write stories too?
Yeah, he wrote a story last night too.
Oh, that's neat. That's cool. So what advice would you give another kid who's trying to write a story?
You know how when you have a brother or a sister, you know, they like to do what their big brother or big sister does?
Yeah.
I would tell that person you shouldn't copy what other person does. You should think what of your own thing.
What if that person then said to you, I have trouble coming up with my own ideas. I need help with my imagination.
You could give them choices and they could choose one of those choices.
That's such a great way to help somebody come up with good ideas. Present them with choices.
Yeah, you could give them like choices of names, choices of places, choices of how many characters. You could give them all kinds of choices.
Man, I think you would be a great help to somebody who is writing their first story. I bet you're a pretty good older brother.
I am.
What's your favorite thing that you do as an older brother?
Helping my little brother.
How do you help him?
sometimes I do stuff nice for him. Like this morning, Ezra was complaining about making his bed and I made it for him on purpose.
That's so nice.
And it's actually pretty fun helping Ezra.
Oh, yeah?
And me and Ezra do teamwork a lot.
Oh, really? What does that mean?
So, like, this morning when I built the track, none of the electric cars were working, so I had to clean it up and Ezra started helping me.
And you use teamwork?
Yeah.
You know what? I just had an idea. What if you and Ezra use teamwork to write a story together sometime?
That's a good idea, actually. What do you think, Mommy? Mommy thinks it's a good idea, too.
Oh, good. Then we have consensus. Gabriel, thank you so much for talking to me today.
Yeah.
So if we were characters in your story and we were about to say goodbye to each other, what would we actually say?
We would actually mean hello.
So what should we say now that the interview's over?
Hi.
Hello, Gabriel. I won't see you next time.
Okay.
No thank you for doing this interview.
Okay.
All right. Bye, Gabriel.
Bye.
Thanks to all of you out there for listening to today's podcast. And if you want to help us spread the word, please rate us on iTunes and leave a comment. Special thanks today to Sirius XM Radio. Story Pirates is live in New York City's Broadway Theater District at our new home at the beautiful Davenport Theater. Each show features new stories nearly every Saturday, and we bring kid authors on stage after the show for a live interview. If you live in New York or are planning a trip, come and see us. And yes, we host big groups too. Also, stay tuned for news of our upcoming national tour. We may be coming to a theater near you. Check out our website, storypirates.org, for dates, times, and tickets. And if you know any Story Pirates fans with a birthday coming up, you can find shirts and hoodies at our online store, also at storypirates.org. And please remember to friend us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter and Instagram. And of course, subscribe to this podcast on iTunes. And we will see you next time.